Domi's project, Teen Supporting Teens, helps high schoolers get their work and time organized. It also helps them feel good and take care of that feeling of stress or disarray. So Domi, can you tell us what problem your project is trying to solve?
So my problem is trying to solve, I guess, high school students struggling with time management and stress, especially because high school students have a lot of extracurriculars, they play sports, and they're part of clubs, so it can be difficult.
So how did you discover the problem?
I would say I myself is definitely part of that market. I know from 8th grade and 9th grade, I definitely struggled with time management and just constantly feeling stressed and overwhelmed. So I guess it's more of like me trying to help people because I know like where they're coming from.
Awesome. So what is the solution and how does it work?
So there's two solutions. There's block scheduling, as I call it, and being an accountability partner. Block scheduling is kind of scheduling any like time to get a task or assignment done. If like it can be part of, I guess, like your school's freeze or study halls, but also like around like your extracurriculars and sports and things. My friend Maddie, she does dance and she's very, very busy. So what we did was every, I think, Sunday or Monday, we would meet and kind of she would tell me like the major things that she has to do this week, like tasks and assignments or projects, and we would try to schedule like a time for her to get them done, working like around her dance schedule and trying to see if we could get as much work done in school as well. And I also did that with another student named Paz, and I also worked with a girl named Mia, and she didn't really like the scheduling because she felt like her schedule was too busy and it didn't really work for her. So we kind of did the accountability partner system, which is, I guess, similar to block scheduling, but Mia would tell me like every like major task or assignment that she would have to do, like studying for a test or maybe an English essay or a project. And we would set a date for her to finish it or for her to study. And I would check in with her to see if she's done that or how's it going or if she needed help. And after, I guess, that date, or like if it's a test, I would check in the day after the test to see how it went or how she felt about it.
Okay. So what comes next for Teen Supporting Teens?
I think probably implementing it into my community or seeing if people are interested in trying to help others. I've talked to a lot of like upperclassmen and students to see if they would be interested in doing this at our school, either like trying to help others or be the one to receive help. I know with high school, you're always busy with extracurriculars and sports, and a lot of people at my school play outside of school as well. So just, fully implementing it in school. I've had a few upperclassmen say that they'd be interested to help others organize themselves because they are very, very busy and they understand time management very well. So.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing your project with us and congratulations for graduating the Social Innovators Program.
Thank you.